Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I love someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Okay. This is just warm. This is just wrong.
What's that?
I'm looking at a picture of Michael Bublé trying to eat an ear of corn. That's all over social media, like everything else. You see? Have you seen the picture? He's wearing a sweatshirt. Huh? Sweatshirt and a baseball cap. And he's sticking the corn in his mouth in a way
like,
that is...
like a hot dog.
Well...
yeah, and it could look a little...
yeah, exactly. So, here's one of the best-selling recording artists in the world, but he's failed when he was asked, I don't know where he was, it looks like there's a ball game or something. There's a right way to eat corn on the cob, and there's a wrong way, and there's the Army way, and there's the Michael Bublé way. So you see this picture, he's on the street, and he has no idea, looking at this thing, has absolutely no idea how to eat the ear of corn.
I've never seen anybody stick an ear of corn in their mouth.
No.
Lengthwise.
Yeah.
Instead of right. Sideways.
The picture is labeled cob sucker. I don't even begin to understand.
You know.
I'm looking at his Twitter posting at Michael Bublé, and he acknowledges this. And then he goes on to talk about some other guy who's a friend of his that's recording. But it's this kind of goes. I'm looking at his Twitter site, and it just it makes me wonder. You and I are talking a lot, and so are the members of my staff with me about Twitter and posting and things that are part of using social media, whether it's a Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or Tumblr or whatever it is.
This picture is, boom, everywhere in 5 minutes.
Of course it is. Right. Bingo. Everywhere. And I'm making fun of them. Now, is this an example of, what's the old adage? I don't care what you say about me. Just spell my name right. Bublé is very popular. Yeah. Very popular. He's very,
but you know what strikes me about this picture? Is once you become or get to a certain amount of fame in life, mm-hmm. you better watch how you eat and what you eat.
Everything. You got to watch everything.
Because remember
your
Michelle
fly
Bachman?
Open on your pants?
What remember Michelle Bachman and the sausage?
Yes.
And remember Mayor Bill de Blasio and the pizza?
Yep.
How he ate it with a fork and knife instead of folding it in New York and the New Yorkers. You can't eat. And this is what, you know, when politicians are on the campaign trail
mm-hmm.
and they have to go do these meet and greets in the local famous diner or whatever it is,
yeah,
eating in front of that press corps has to be the scariest thing ever. Yeah. Putting a big old burger, you know, let's say you walk in the Ben's Chili Bowl here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Every politician has to go to Ben's Chili Bowl. Sticking a chili dog in your mouth when you know that you got 100 cameras on you.
Right.
Can you imagine?
All right, you got a Kelly Clarkson song? Apparently she has welcomed a new baby boy as of last night, I think. Her husband is Brandon Blackstock.
It was like her manager or something, right?
Is that what he is? I don't know that much about her. But I always thought she was kind of cute. And there have been a lot of pictures on social media about her.
She's
idol.
She's genuine.
Yeah.
She's real.
Yeah.
She's not faking anything.
Right. Yep.
And she's got a great personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, her music, okay, you know, it's fine. It's pop. It's whatever it is. But I love her as a person because she is so genuine.
So at Kelly_Clarkson, she announces the baby boy has arrived. His name is Remington Alexander Blackstock. What a great name that is.
Wow.
Not as good as Miles.
That could be a king.
Yes, King Remington Alexander, please. 28 minutes past the hour. Congratulations to Kelly Clarkson here from us. Good day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you stay invigorated? RELAX. It's an acronym for the Winner's Weekend. R is for read. Relive a moment in history or expand your mind through great fiction.
E is for experience. Be awed by nature's majesty. Stir your soul with some awesome art or music.
L is for love. Love grows when you give it away, so show some love to the key people in your life.
A is for activity. Go do something you loved when you were a kid. Tap into your childlike nature to expand your creativity and exercise your body.
X is for exorcise. Yes, I know we cheated a little here. Free yourself from things that hold you back, like anger, grudges, regrets, and limiting beliefs.
Relax for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, name and town.
My name's Ronnie, Indian Land, South Carolina. Join the sights. There's bikes everywhere.
They're shapely and bikinis.
Leesburg Bike Fest.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. South Carolina bikers.
We normally go to Daytona, change Daytona for Leesburg. It looks pretty great. It's great that they shut the whole town down here just for bikes, you know. It has to be a biker town.
We're burnt out on Myrtle Beach. A few years ago when they shut the bikers out, forced all those noise ordinances and everything, and I haven't been back to Myrtle Beach since.
Nice ride down from South Carolina and
500 miles and our old hiney's still making the trip.
American Biker Minute.
We don't own trailer queens.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.